We're reading chosen excerpts at Faith Above Reason, and we're starting with excerpt number 56. You can ask questions live during the lesson.
Let's go.
Excerpt 56. Rabash, what is a flood of water in the work? There is the matter of above reason. This is regarded as wanting to walk with his eyes shut, meaning that although reason and the senses do not understand what our sages tell us, they assume upon them faith in the sages and say that we must take upon ourselves faith in the sages, as it is written, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Without faith, nothing can be achieved in spirituality.
That's a problem. A great problem to understand what is faith above reason. It's annulment towards the Creator. When a person, as it's written here, goes with his eyes shut, and he feels nothing and he understands nothing, but he does what those who've already attained the quality of the Creator are telling him to do, and from accepting it and doing it like a baby who's accepting what we're telling him in this life, and he's doing it, and he has no problem with it. Father picks up a hammer and hits a nail into the wall. The kid does the same, as if he has a hammer and a nail. He repeats him like a monkey. He copies the father. The same in spirituality, except we can't see it in spirituality. But in truth, we are demanded to rise to the degree of the thought and the action of the Creator, which is called faith, in place of Malchut, Bina. And by that, I begin to come closer to the Creator. Unless I rise to the degree of Bina, the degree of faith, I can't approach Him at all. There's no other way to approach the Creator. Only by rising to the degree of faith above reason. Meaning when a person agrees to go with his eyes shut, because why does he have to shut his eyes? What does his eyes see? This world, still vegetative, animate people. So he shuts his eyes, meaning not with the mind and the feelings of what I'm seeing. I'm not taking that as something that exists. Rather, I'm going to exist on a degree above it, in what sages are telling me. And that's why it's written, in general, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Without faith, when they accept this power from above, from the sages, and they accept their feeling and their wisdom and everything they've attained, without that, we have nothing to do in spirituality because we are in the degree of the beast, the animate degree. And if we don't acquire the degree of faith above reason, we won't be able to advance. Next.
Excerpt number 57. Abash, what does "may we be the head and not the tail" mean in the work? When a person wants to understand the path of the sages, they tell us that we must follow them with our eyes shut, or dust will enter. Something unimportant is called dust, meaning that there cannot be greater lowliness than this. Since man was given the reason and intellect in order to understand everything according to the intellect, and here we are told to walk by accepting faith in the sages. And a person wants to understand this path. And since as long as one is placed under the governance of the will to receive for himself, he cannot know what is good and what is bad, but must accept everything the way the sages determined for us. Or dust and dirt will enter his eyes, and he will not be able to move forward. But when we do not criticize the words of the sages and do not want to accept their words within reason, specifically by this, we are rewarded with knowledge of Kedusha. And this is because whenever we have to go above reason, this is because we are immersed in self-love. Therefore, by faith above reason, we merit the kelim of bestowal.
I understand that it's not so clear what we're reading right now. And even more than that, it's not felt. But we will read more and we'll try to attain it and feel it and understand it. And as much as we exert in that, through more and more of those efforts, we come closer to the revelation. And from above, they'll open up this feeling for us in faith above reason. We'll come to the degree of Bina, we'll begin to feel and to understand what they're talking about. So don't be despaired that you don't understand what's written. It's not working out. It's like trying to put in a circle inside a... a triangle inside a circle hole. They don't fit. So again.
Excerpt number 57. What does "may we be the head and not the tail" mean in the work? When a person wants to understand the path of the sages, they tell us that we must follow them with our eyes shut, or dust will enter. Something unimportant is called dust, meaning that there cannot be greater lowliness than this. Since man was given the reason and intellect in order to understand everything according to the intellect. And here we're told to walk by accepting faith in the sages. And a person wants to understand this path. And since as long as one is placed under the governance of the will to receive for himself, he cannot know what is good and what is bad, but must accept everything the way the sages determined for us. Or dust and dirt will enter his eyes, and he will not be able to move forward. But when we do not criticize the words of the sages and do not want to accept their words within reason, specifically by this, we are rewarded with knowledge. With the knowledge of Kedusha. This is because the matter of going above reason is because we're immersed in self-love. Therefore, by faith above reason, we merit the kelim of bestowal.
58.
Excerpt number 58. Rabash, the meaning of truth and faith. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the overseer, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do. And for myself, I don't care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still, in the kelim of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete, as it is written. The cast out will not be cast out from Him. Hence, I am satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the King, even at the lowest degree. That, too, I regard as a great privilege, that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to Him, at least to some degree. Again, excerpt 58, the meaning of truth and faith. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely, not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the overseer, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do. And for myself, I do not care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still, in the kelim of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete. As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from Him. Hence, I am satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the King, even in the lowest degree. That too, I regard as a great privilege, that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to Him, at least to some degree.
Let's say, no. Listen up. I'm in a state where I don't understand anything. What are they talking about? What is this all about? What is above reason, below reason? In general, what is it talking about? But I hear that it says that it doesn't matter what I feel, doesn't matter how much I understand. Rather, I am right now inside, there is none else besides Him. I am in Him. And from that, I already have a complete confidence and the feeling that I am in contact with the Creator. And although I don't feel it by myself, because I'm still blocked, I have no senses. Let's say we see like a baby, a newborn. He can't see, can't hear a piece of meat. Gradually, he begins to acquire senses and connection with the environment. And I'm the same. I'm within the Creator. I'm just about to be born. I have no senses for the world I'm going to be born into. It's a new world. It's everything is new. I have nothing, but I'm happy, at least, that they're telling me that I'm about to be born. And I'm happy that I have some contact with the Creator. My mother, the mother in whom I reside, that I'm about to be born from, to acquire greater and greater connection with her, Malchut Shamayim, Kingdom of Heaven. That's why I'm happy. And I, in truth, I demand nothing more. Whatever He gives, I receive with joy, and I am grateful for Him, for grateful to Him for taking care of me. So the main thing in this work is to be grateful for His giving, the Creator, and will feel that He is burdening us more and more, but accordingly we will come closer to Him. He's confusing me more, and I'm attracted to Him more. He's confusing me more, and I'm adhered even more to Him. That's how it is. He's making my coarseness greater, and I turn it to purity. Until we come to a state where we are connected. That's why he says that I have the privilege of serving the king. In what? In the lowest degree. But that too is a great privilege, since the Creator allowed me to come closer to Him to some extent, to some degree. That's how it works. Kiev 1.
Hello, dear Rav. I'm kind of confused about what you said. About what you said, that the Creator confuses me. That I'm as if I'm more and more included in Him through the 10, through the friends, and again He confuses me. Eventually, when does this connection take place and how?
The connection with the Creator begins when you stop demanding. Truly stop demanding. Then it means that you've reached annulment, the lowest degree of bestowal. Then there's connection between you. It's like you demand nothing for yourself, he demands nothing for himself. There's already some contact between you.
So, I advance above loving him, and that's it, it's enough.
The first degree we need to reach is to acquire the degree of faith above reason, the degree or the quality of bina, or quality of bestowal, meaning I demand nothing for everything that he's giving me. I agree with everything. This is restriction and screen and reflected light. On the smallest degree of the small vessels and the degree of bina, that has to be there first.
But still, but you have to make some decisions or something.
But in life, you have to be like everyone. Like everyone. What do you mean? Of course. It has nothing to do with your relationship with other people for the time being. Only your relationship with the Creator, and that you're with Him inside, together. And you have the fact that you have the need to be in contact with other people. You do it from your externality as a theater act before others. But inside you are with Him. And in this way, you gradually exchange your internality for your externality. For now, the main thing for you is this world, and the Creator is up there somewhere vague. You have to reach a state where the Creator is the main thing, and this world is the imaginary world, this theater. But you are acting in this theater as if everything exists so I could act in it, since the Creator wants me to be in this degree for the time being, and I will see behind all people the Creator. And when I behave with them in this way, it's the way I behave with Him, and I don't stop being in connection with Him when I'm acting in this world. Just imagine that everyone are actors, and the Creator is standing behind everyone, and that's how He's influencing you.
Я вот это как раз-таки представляю, и вот вчера целый день я делал упражнение, которое вы сказали.
That's exactly what I'm imagining to myself. And yesterday I've done this exercise of turning to the Creator and being in contact with Him, and I understood that at that moment I need to be adhered to the friends, being constantly to be in them. And that is this that state that will eventually lead us to a state where the Creator is the main thing? Rav, yeah, the friends are the essential thing in order to reach connection with the Creator. Almata.
Almata. Еще раз спасибо, что разрешили. Скажите, вот вы сказали...
Again, thank you for allowing me to ask. Can you tell me, please, how to connect what you said about the connection with the Creator that starts after I stop demanding and my consistent plea to the Creator? Rav, the connection with the Creator begins from wanting to bestow to Him and not from wanting to receive from Him.
BBUK.
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 Такое ощущение интересно. Есть ощущение, что я как будто собираюсь жениться на своей десятке. Я очень ревную, что
There is such a feeling that I'm about to get married to my ten, and I envy that. Rav, continue. Don't be afraid to get married. Moscow 7.
А какая может быть молитва без требования?
How can what prayer can there be without a demand? Again, what prayer can I have if I stop demanding? I mean, according to my understanding, the prayer is a demand. Rav, the prayer doesn't necessarily have to be a demand. A prayer can be one of gratitude, one of love. A prayer is a plea to the Creator, not necessarily asking all the time. But you can ask, to give me love to you, give me good attitude towards you, correct me some more, why not? But together with that, it can be a prayer of gratitude. Latin 7.
¿Puedo hacer una pregunta del párrafo anterior?
Can I ask about the previous excerpt?
Bueno, ¿qué significa someter al discernimiento de mi razón las palabras de los sabios?
What does it mean to submit my opinion or reason under the one of the sages?
It means that I accept what they're saying as fact, and I want to live accordingly, and not according to what my brain is telling me. But I'm not erasing what my mind is telling me. I simply keep it below, and the words of the sages above, like that one above the other. That's what I'm doing. Here is my reason. Here is the reason of the sages. That's why it's called faith above reason.
Mach 2.
The minimum level of faith in the Creator, it's faith in none else besides Him?
Let's say that yes. Hebrew 10.
What's the connection between they have eyes and see not, ears and hear not, and the work in faith above reason?
That's exactly the condition where I don't follow my eyes and my ears, meaning my intellect, my feeling. Rather, I go according to what my sages are telling me. It's helping me rise to the degree of faith. And the degree of faith means the reason of the Creator. The thought of the Creator, the attitude of the Creator towards all of creation. When I wish to clothe in Him, to hear, to see through Him, how does He regard all of creation? This is called faith above reason, above my own reason.
Outside, the tent says, it's dark outside, I see there's light. I'm saying, okay.
Yeah. Meaning, in the eyes of the Creator, there is such a thing called darkness. In your eyes, it's a different discernment. You say this is light, so what?
So I see the opposite, and I go with what I hear from the Creator, from Rav, and so on. But I see the opposite, so why is it said that they have eyes and see not?
Because you can't see with your eyes what the Creator sees. You can still not see it. You're still in your eyesight what's not clear.
Now it's clear.
Moscow 1.
There's something important that I'd like to emphasize. You said that the connection with the Creator starts with starting to demand, and that's the minimum desire for the quality of bestowal. If I all the time have a demand for something, a desire that wants to swallow everything up, and we ask the Creator and we connect around this demand and we ask for Him to reveal Himself and everything. It's like we're banging our head on the wrong wall. What's the turning point? Where should it be?
The question is, why are you asking? It's not asking anything is also not good. You're not giving any contentment to the Creator by not asking. God forbid, this is called dead. A baby that does not demand, that doesn't want, does not react, respond, dear God. On the contrary, we have to ask, but we have to know what to ask. And then to demand with everything you've got, and cry and yell. This is what it's about. We're not canceling our will to receive. We're not. We simply wish to clothe it with the right intention.
So, to demand what? What's the right way to cry out? What does it mean?
The Creator gave them the evil inclination, and they demand Him to give them the good inclination. Instead of the intention to receive, the intention to bestow, they obligate the Creator to change it for them. And that's how they will overcome Him, and He's happy about it. Африка. Африка. Африка.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, we heard today, we learned today that the what the ear hears does not necessarily reach the heart. So our question is, how can we optimally use this state of Lag BaOmer in the process of making ourselves a Rav?
בימים המיוחדים האלו, during these special days, there is more awakening. So we have to invest more strength, more forces in the connection between us and the demand from the Creator, the reforming light. That's it. And it's a great power that is shining now over the world, over humanity, over us, a great force indeed. It's recommended also during the day as much as possible to get in and see what's going on there and on all of our screens.
Florida.
Florida.
Hello. Yes, Rav. You say that we keep our reason and work in faith above reason. I guess this is because we still need to use our reason. Is there ever a time when the reason becomes faith above reason, where we don't need to work in reason anymore?
No.
No. I don't know. Maybe the end of correction also not. The will to receive remains. And we find, rather, we take out vessel from Egypt and we build our vessels on top of them. You cannot do it without reason. A person is a created being, is a creature, and he cannot be only in the reason of the Creator. He has to have the reason of the created being, and above that, he's building the image of the Creator over it. That's why it's called Adam, Domeh, resemble, similar to the Creator. So I don't know what will happen after the end of correction, but the created being, the creature, remains a creature. At least until the end of correction, it's certain that this is so. Later we'll see what will become of us. This is an infinite process. Specifically because we were created, we have to be in our reason and above it acquire the reason of the Creator. And we exist in the gap between these two levels. Then we have a feeling of who am I compared to Him. Otherwise, I will have no feeling. My feeling has to be included of two discernments, and I exist between them. This is me and this is the Creator, and I'm between the two. In the comparison between them, always. Give me an example from this world where you feel something that includes only one phenomenon, not two. When you don't have this delta, the gap between the two states. We never perceive one or the other. We perceive only the difference between the two. The difference is what we measure and what we feel and what we exist in. Therefore, you have to have the will to receive that the Creator created and the will to bestow of the Creator, and in the comparison between the will to receive in order to receive and the will to receive in order to bestow. But the will to receive, that's where we exist. And we measure the intentions in order to receive, in order to bestow, more or less. This is our life. If it would have disappeared, we would not be able to feel reality, ourselves, all of reality where we exist.
בסדר?
אוקיי.
טוב. אז נלך לפיטי יאנג.
Let's go to פיטי יאנג.
שלום רב. מה זה דאדה?
Hello Rav. What is the reason of holiness?
עוד הפעם.
מה זה דאדה קדושה?
כן.
ואיך זה מרגיש?
What is Dad the Kedusha, the reason of holiness, and what does it feel like?
The reason of holiness or of sanctity, it's the reason of the Creator, the reason of bestowal. How does it feel? I can't say. He who feels, feels. He who doesn't feel, doesn't. Okay. Piti Yang we had.
Mark.
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 Вот выражение из отрывка идти закрытыми глазами, иначе попадёт.
It says to go with your eyes shut, otherwise you'll get dirt in your eyes. What is that reason?
The dust is that which conceals from us the ability to see the truth. What conceals from us the ability to see the truth.
What's the difference between annulling your own authority and going above reason?
Annulling oneself is the first action in rising above reason.
That's the entrance.
Let's say this is the entrance. PT
29.
The Malchut of the upper is the Bina for the lower.
What do you say?
Bina letachton?
The Bina of the lower one? Don't understand the question.
Portugal.
Spain, Portugal.
Spain, Portugal. En Shila.
Lo shomimo to.
No?
No.
De que está hecho mi razón?
What is my reason made up of?
Again? What is my reason made of? The matter of reason?
What is it made of? My reason. Made up of what?
My reason? No, I have brain. I have a brain and I have a heart. The special combination between the brain and the heart gives me a reason. But we can't use such terms. Not yet. Okay, we have 20 minutes left. What are we going to do? A little bit of pticha?
Yeah.
I wish we could vote on something where everyone will just paint themselves in one color. We have to demand, Michael, explain to our programmers that we need to have something that we'll be able to vote on our world kli. Let's go to Pticha or Dor Haron. Let's go to last generation.
And let's sing.
בואו נגלה את הקשר שבין כל האנשים
בואו ונראה מעבר לכל ההבדלים
בואו ונגיד ביחד שאנחנו מוכנים
להתחשב בכל הפאזל בו כולנו חלקים
בקרוב הקץ למלחמות את הכל עוד אפשר כאן לשנות בואו נגלה את הקשר שקושר את הלבבות נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות Come on everybody, it's this connection we reveal Come on everybody, let's discover what's concealed Come on everybody, let's unite and seal the deal Let's join our hearts together, so we can finally feel So close, this love will end our wars Pretty soon Come on everybody, you're invited to attend All together we will sing, what a message we will send בקרוב, הקץ למלחמות את הכל, עוד אפשר כאן לשנות בואו נגלה את הקשר שקושר את הלבבות נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות לילה לילה לילה